Mr. Trump on Tuesday denied that his tweets were racist and implored House Republicans to reject the measure. The president raged on Twitter, calling the House resolution a con game as he renewed his harsh criticism of the congresswomen. "Those tweets were not racist," Mr. Trump wrote. "I don't have a racist bone in my body. The so-called vote to be taken is a Democratic con game. Republicans should not show weakness and fall into their trap." Late Tuesday, the president praised how the Republicans voted, tweeting, "So great to see how unified the Republican Party was on today's vote concerning statements I made about four Democratic congresswomen." The vote was a show of unity for Democrats, who had been squabbling for weeks, and a test of Republican principles. In the end, the only Republicans to cross party lines were Representative Fred Upton of Michigan, Susan W. Brooks of Indiana, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, and Will Hurd of Texas, the House's only black Republican. But as the debate played out, the scene devolved into a spectacle. At one point, Representative Emanuel Cleaver II, Democrat of Missouri, who was presiding in the House when Republicans challenged Ms. Pelosi's words, banged the gavel, rose from the marble dais, and stormed off the floor. "We aren't ever going to pass up, it seems, an opportunity to escalate, and that's what this is," Mr. Cleaver said, his voice rising in frustration. "We want to just fight." For their part, Republicans took to the floor not to defend the president's remarks, but to condemn Democrats for what they called a breach of decorum. Ultimately, it was left to Representative Steny H. Hoyer, the majority leader, to recite the official ruling that Ms. Pelosi had, in fact, violated a House rule against characterizing an action as racist. The move by Republicans to have her words stricken from the record then failed along party lines, and Ms. Pelosi was unrepentant. "I stand by my statement," she said, as she strode through the Capitol. "I'm proud of the attention being called to it, because what the president said was completely inappropriate." While Democrats were publicly unanimous in their support of the resolution, some moderate lawmakers from Republican-leaning districts that backed Mr. Trump in 2016 privately voiced their discomfort.